Katie, KENIRY, 329-1990. This 34-year-old young lady comes in today with concerns regarding pelvic discomfort. Patient was treated with vaginitis about 3 months ago with firm OB-GYN doctor. She's having symptoms of urinary tract infection. Her urinalysis is normal except for hemolyzed blood. We did an ultrasound of her abdomen, kidneys, pelvic. I did not find any abnormalities today. But she has started Amoxil at home. I told her that's not the best medication, and we're going to address that. Medical problems, prolapsed uterus. She's had 3 children, history of bladder infection before, but hasn't been on antibiotics for 3 or 4 months, except recently when she started herself on Amoxil because that's all she had at home. Medication, Amoxil. COVID, none. Allergy, Zofran, shellfish. Last period, 6/26/24. No smoking, no drinking, no drug use. Has 3 children. She had her tubes tied. History of vaginal yeast infection in the or vaginitis in the past. A urinary tract infection with a history of dropped bladder. She says she's more predisposed to bladder infection, was told by her physician, OB-GYN. Family history, dad died of cancer of the stomach with metastatic disease. Mom is alive and okay. Surgery, tubal ligation. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 157 pounds, 99%, 98.6, 20, 82, 139 over 77. Heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next for JVD, skin shows no rash, on the coast with tangential, logical, non-focal. Number 1, abdominal ultrasound, pelvic ultrasound within normal limits. Number 2, urinalysis as described above. Number 3, change Amoxil to Cipro for 5 days. Number 4, call me next week. Number 5, if not improved, we get a CT of the abdomen and pelvis. Number 6, schedule patient for EGD because of family history of cancer. Number 7, reevaluate. Ma'am, she does have insurance? Or she used to? Well, if things get worse, develops fever, chills, symptoms of Palos, she'll call me right away. Thank you.